Firth's other films include The English Patient, Shakespeare in Love, The Importance of Being Earnest, Circle of Friends, and the upcoming Girl with a Pearl Earring. Terry spoke with him in 2001. Let's start with a scene from Bridget Jones' Diary. Here, Bridget has overheard Mark Darcy making sarcastic comments about her, and she's not happy about it.
I mean, you seem to go out of your way to try to make me feel like a complete idiot every time I see you. And you really needn't bother. I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyway. With or without a fireman's pole.
Look, I'm sorry if I've been...
What?
I don't think you're an idiot at all. I mean, there are elements of the ridiculous about you. Your mother's pretty interesting. And you really are an appallingly bad public speaker. And you tend to let whatever's in your head come out of your mouth without much consideration of the consequences. I realized that when I met you at the turkey curry buffet that I was unforgivably rude and wearing a reindeer jumper that my mother had given me the day before. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say very inarticulately is that, in fact, perhaps despite appearances, I like you very much.
Apart from the smoking and the drinking and the vulgar mother and the verbal diarrhea.
No, I like you very much, just as you are.
Colin Firth, welcome to Fresh Air. In a lot of your earlier interviews, you talk about how you really wanted to put Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice behind you. So what was your reaction when Helen Fielding asked you to play a part that was an homage to your portrayal of Darcy in Pride and Prejudice, thus continuing continuing the whole thing?
I suppose I did it in the spirit of if you can't beat them, join them. I wasn't strenuously trying to put it behind me. I think this creation, the impression has been created to some extent, and you know, I found that the Darcy tag didn't really touch me unless I was speaking to a journalist. So it really wasn't something that was disturbing me. If there was any curse on it at all, I felt somehow instinctively that doing this other thing called Mr. Darcy, I don't know, some bizarre negative psychology attached to it. But I felt it might take that curse off. And in fact, it's been very interesting seeing my name being used, my actual name being used in articles now rather than the Darcy name. So I think at the moment, to some extent, it seems to have worked.
What was your reaction when The Diary of Bridget Jones was published, knowing that the character in the book had a crush on you?
Well, that's you can't not be enormously flattered to start with, you know, to have made it into fiction, into popular fiction, feels like quite an achievement. In fact, it's one of the biggest accolades I think modern society can accord you, is that you have now become, you know, part of the general canon of popular reference points, and it was delightful. It didn't happen suddenly, because this thing had been growing as a diary column for some time. But I was absolutely thrilled. I felt immortalized.
No, Pride and Prejudice is set in an earlier century. Your language and attire are more formal. I'm going to ask you to compare your acting style in each film, you know, like a literary adaptation versus a contemporary comedy. But first, let's hear a scene from Pride and Prejudice. And in this scene, you first confess your love to the character of Elizabeth Bennet, played by Jennifer Ely.
In vain I have struggled. It will not do. My feelings will not be repressed. You must allow me to tell you how ardently I admire and love you. In declaring myself thus, I am fully aware that I will be going expressly against the wishes of my family, my friends, and I hardly need add my own better judgment. The relative situation of our families is such that any alliance between us must be regarded as a highly reprehensible connection. Indeed, as a rational man, I cannot but regard it as such myself, but it cannot be helped. Almost from the earliest moments of our acquaintance, I have come to feel for you a passionate admiration and regard, which, despite all my struggles, has overcome every rational objection, and I beg you most fervently to relieve my suffering and concern.